This is episode 1246. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? I hope you are doing well as we make our way through this week's series. It's all about managing social isolation, which is considered to be an epidemic in a lot of the world, especially the more technologically advanced the country is, the more isolated people feel, which is surprising. You might think that the more we're connected virtually, the less isolated we would feel because we can reach out to people from all over the world. But nothing replaces human one-on-one contact. So this is a series for you to discover meditation techniques that will help you manage when you feel isolated. And I have challenged you this week to volunteer your time to reach out and feel more connected. There's so much research showing that when you help others, you help yourself as much, if not more, than you help the other person. And this doesn't have to be the type of volunteer project that you take on and you have to go somewhere and donate something or spend time in a group or organization. It could simply be taking on as a project, visiting someone you know who's lonely, or helping someone who seems to need help. Maybe somebody with small children, or someone who gardens and they always seem to need a little bit of help with their garden, or whatever it might be, whatever you see around you. Connect. That is your challenge for this week. Now we're at the very end of this 7-part series. We're at episode 6. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how to layer the different meditation techniques into one meditation. And I always share with you for every Friday's episode, this happens to be for a Friday as I record this, an herb that you could consider sipping to help you along the way. Now, herbs are powerful, so you should always check with your physician before you take any herb, especially if you take other medications or you're pregnant or nursing. But by the same token, don't be afraid of the herbs. They can benefit you in a similar way as do these meditation techniques. Just take care and make sure the herb won't harm you. So let me start with the herb. And I am Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique here on the podcast every day. And as well, if you want to go a little deeper and meditate in a guided half-hour meditation with a journal so you can go deeper into the series, and a guide with all the different meditation techniques, you can find a way to do that at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there you can try for 2 weeks free a membership site as well as an app that will soon be released. It's in test mode now, but there are many people on it already, and that is where you can find a little extra help. So, on to this herb. This herb is one I've shared before because it's such a popular herb for managing stress and helping you to sleep better as well, and that is passion flower. Passion flower can help lower blood pressure. It may reduce your anxiety and inflammation. And as I mentioned, It is noted to help you experience more restful sleep. So this is maybe a way you could reward yourself by experimenting with an herb, to get to know an herb as you manage social isolation. That would get you out into the store, maybe talking to other people about herbs, maybe even growing some herbs, even if it's in a pot on your windowsill. Well, for your meditation technique today, this is for you to layer the techniques. So as you settle yourself in and begin to relax your mind and body, mentally repeat to yourself, opportunities are all around me. Opportunities are all around me. And just notice how you feel as you repeat this affirmation mentally to yourself or out loud. And then as you inhale, inhale nice and deeply, inhaling peace. And exhaling tension. Inhaling peace. Exhaling tension. And you could hold this week's mudra that helps to strengthen your nervous system and activate your feel-good hormones. It's the Nirvan Mudra. To do it, simply clasp your hands, intertwining your fingers together, and then reach your thumbs upward, and the sides will be touching together, and then extend your index fingers upward, and they're also touching each other. It looks like maybe you're forming a steeple. You could hold this at your chest or your stomach. This is another way to support yourself. You could do this throughout your day as well. And then visualize something that excites you about life. Maybe a passion that you no longer pursue. Think about your zest for life. And focus on your third chakra at your digestive area. Your passion. Those things that get you up out of bed in the morning. And visualize a fire burning within. This is your zest for life, those things that light you up. Visualize the people who uplift you. Feel your fire within, burning gently. Visualize the things you like to do that uplift you as well. Think of the places you feel great in, the activities you love to do. With each of these areas of your life, visualize the flame within you growing stronger, cultivating your passion, meditating just to the point where you could go a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.